The University of Georgia Opera Theater at the Hugh Hodgson School of Music presents Viva Verdi, Saturday and Sunday, October 21st and 22nd at the Performing Arts Center. Professor Frederick Birchenall, Director of Opera and Wyatt and Margaret Anderson Professor in the Arts, has been kind enough to join me to talk about this event. Professor Birchenall, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Michael. It's a real pleasure to be here again.
Indeed. So let's talk about this. We do this a couple of times a year, and it's great to have you back. You've got another performance coming up, and it's called Viva Verdi. I get the sense that it's all Verdi music.
Yes, and I'm very, very excited about this concert. It's the first time that we've ever attempted to do this kind of concert, and it's something unique to the Athens community. We've only done one other Verdi opera in the entire time that I've been here, the past 12 years. But this is the very special and rare occasion for the Athens community to hear what I'm calling a real sampler platter of Verdi, because we have taken the highlights from 9 of his greatest operas and extracted the great choruses, the great solos, the great ensembles, to present with the symphony orchestra and the university chorus.
You know, how long have you been at the university now?
This is my 12th year.
In 12 years, how do you manage to not get another Verdi opera in?
Because Verdi is not easy. And it's one of the reasons that we're thrilled to be able to present this particular concert, because the singers have to be very special, and we do have very special singers this year that have risen to the challenge of being able to sing Verdi. Verdi is considered one of the more difficult composers to actually perform.
The reason I ask a question like that is because Verdi is a king, a master of the art form.
Absolutely.
And if not the master, is that correct?
Absolutely. I have spent my lifetime singing Verdi. My Metropolitan Opera debut was as Macbeth in Verdi's Macbeth. Mm-hmm. I have sung nearly every opera that he ever wrote, and it has been the joy of my life to be able to do that.
Well, that must mean that this performance coming up indeed is very special.
Very, very special to me. So special to me that I am also planning to sing on this concert. And we have a very special guest coming to sing the role of Otello. Mm-hmm. His name is Lawrence Baxt. And Lawrence and I will be singing one of the great duets from Otello called Si per ciel. And then I will be singing with the entire ensemble doing Falstaff's Fugue to end the program, which is one of the most complicated pieces of opera that Verdi ever wrote.
That's amazing. Now, you'll be performing with the UGA chorus, is that correct?
We have the UGA University Chorus, directed by Dr. J.D. Burnett, which meets only once a week, but they've had to do a yeoman's job in putting all of this music together. We didn't talk about all of the other choruses involved, mm-hmm. but there are a number of very famous, the Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore, mm-hmm. The Otello opening chorus, which is extraordinary, and they have worked very hard, this group of university chorus, under his direction to prepare this in a very short period of time. We also have involved in the preparation Mark Sedell, Professor Mark Sedell, who is the symphony orchestra conductor that all of you have seen many times, mm-hmm. in symphony concerts as well. Mm-hmm. It requires a great deal of expertise and effort to put together a compilation of pieces such as this is, mm-hmm. which we have done successfully. And my colleague, Catherine Wright, is critical in the process as our opera coach, because the responsibility falls to her to get the music learned and to get all of the language correct and all of the musical values correct and the interpretation of the music. And she has done a yeoman's job, mm-hmm. Of doing that in the past 3 months. And a lot of the credit should go to her about in the preparation musically of all of our singers.
What's been the biggest challenge?
I guess the coordination of all of the three elements together, mm-hmm. the orchestra, chorus, and soloists, is always a real challenge with the limited amount of rehearsal time that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going very well, and we hope that it's going to be an exciting evening for everyone in the audience. And I can't stress strongly enough that it is a very rare occasion to get to hear any Verdi in the area,
mm-hmm.
and certainly to get to hear the variety that we're presenting.
Yes. How are the students responding to this challenge? It's like you laid down the gauntlet for them.
Absolutely. they are rising to the challenge. I was thinking about how do you explain the difference between Verdi and any other composer? But if we say that Mozart is running a marathon on flat land,
mm-hmm.
Verdi is running the same marathon in the mountains.
Right, right. The performing ensembles, are they all student ensembles? Or will there be faculty? And obviously, you'll be on stage singing.
I'll be on stage. Our guest artist, Lawrence Baxt, will be on stage for mm-hmm. the Otello.
Mm-hmm.
All of the other singers will be students, our opera department students.
Okay.
And we have, there will be 13 of us.
Wow.
In total. We have a great, I call them a stable of thoroughbreds.
Mm-hmm.
We have searched throughout the country to find the best singers that we can to bring mm-hmm. to UGA to work in the opera program and to study and to prepare themselves for their own professional careers. And those singers are the ones you're going to be hearing on the concert.
Okay. We're going to play a sampling of music. Now, people are going to be familiar with the work of Giuseppe Verdi without knowing it, because it's become entrenched in our culture, but you're not going to necessarily know what it's from.
Right.
We've chosen, or you've helped me choose some music here to wrap up with that might be familiar to many listeners. Can you tell us what it is?
This is a choral piece from Verdi's Nabucco, which is Verdi's version of Nebuchadnezzar, the biblical story of Nebuchadnezzar. And in this selection, the chorus is singing about their desire and their wish to have peace and freedom in the land and from their oppression. And it's a piece that is musically extraordinary to the point that I have done the role of Nabucco a number of times, and often the audience demands that this piece be repeated
yes.
a second time in the performance.
The performance, once again, is called Viva Verdi. It takes place Saturday and Sunday, October 21st and 22nd. Tickets are available through the University of Georgia Performing Arts Center box office, 706-542-4400. Professor Frederick Birchenall, Director of Opera, and Wyatt and Margaret Anderson, Professor in the Arts, thank you for coming in. To hear the full discussion with Professor Birchenall, please go to our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.